1,000 migrants storm El Paso International Bridge in attempt to enter U.S. by Randy Clark on March 12, 2023. A source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection says a group of nearly 1,000 frustrated migrants attempted to force their way into the United States at the Paso de Norte International Bridge in El Paso. The group of mostly single adult migrants forced their way past Mexican immigration authorities and attempted to breach the United States port of entry by force on Sunday afternoon. The source, not authorized to speak to the media, told Breitbart Texas that CBP officers staffing the U.S. side of the bridge prevented the group from entering the city of El Paso. The large migrant group has been pushed back into Mexico and was somewhat dispersed at press time. Another video from our contact. We're told some crowd control measures were used, unclear which side of border, and a chunk of the group was repelled, and is now gathering at another smaller bridge, while some are trying to cross in the river. Waiting for more details from CBP. pic.twitter.com/payfayhlf4kh. Bill Maligan, at Bill Foxlaw, March 12, 2023. The source believes the group may attempt a breach at another international bridge in the area, namely the Stanton Lerdo facility located on Stanton Street in El Paso. The source says the migrants are likely frustrated by the increased application of the CDC Title 42 Emergency COVID-19 Order. The Title 42 order was recently expanded by the Biden administration to include the immediate expulsion of Venezuelan, Cuban, and Nicaraguan migrants. Video published by the city of El Paso shows the bridge being closed on Sunday afternoon with barricades and CPB officers standing guard. The increased application of the emergency rule reduced crossings along the southwest border in recent months and forced migrants to wait in Mexico for the rule to expire or to turn to cartel smugglers and finance a more surreptitious, dangerous, and expensive journey into the United States. Breaking. Another video from our contact showing this massive migrant group trying to rush Paso del Norte Bridge in El Paso in an attempt to get into the United States. pic.twitter.com/q9b2mix333. Bill Maligan, at Bill Foxlaw, March 12, 2023. Before the enhanced application of the Title 42 authority that sees migrants quickly expelled to Mexico or their home country, most migrants crossing in large groups were quickly released to pursue asylum claims in the United States. According to CBP, the rule will expire in May and will be replaced by an immigration enforcement measure that will subject migrants who failed to apply for asylum in a third country to expedited removal and imposes a 5-year ban on reentry to the United States as a consequence. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the Border Patrol's El Paso sector led the nation in migrant apprehensions with nearly 56,000 apprehensions in December prior to President Joe Biden visiting the sector in January. As a result of the enhanced application of the Title 42 COVID-19 authority imposed shortly after the president's visit, migrant apprehensions in the sector dropped by more than 40% to 31,900 in February. It is unknown if any migrants attempting to breach the Paso del Norte International Port of Entry were arrested during the event by U.S. or Mexican authorities. A request for information from Customs and Border Protection remains pending as of press time. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.